Pennsylvania. We are the common room with Evan.
I'm here. I'm back.
Now, what's happening later in the show, though?
I have a phone call I have to make at 7:40, and then I'll have to leave.
Leaving me again.
It's either going to be Martin solo, which I would love to hear. I would actually go back and listen to just to hear how you made
listen to me.
Totally.
Alone.
Yeah. How are you going to run the show without me?
Well, there won't be any banter, or there'll be banter, but people will tune in and be like, "He lost his mind.
is he okay?" What? Okay. All right. So for the next 40 minutes, you're going to be hearing a lot of music. Well, some music, a lot of irrelevant and irreverent conversations.
Irreverent? Does that mean like not holy?
I don't know. I've never known what irreverent means, but I've heard it so much.
Reverent, which is like to revere something, right?
Yeah.
Revere is kind of like honor, kind of pray.
Yeah, if you revere someone, you like, you love them.
So irreverent would mean
not that, not holy, or worth praying for.
I'm gonna Google it. Oh no, I'm not allowed to. Sorry about that.
Now all of a sudden it's like he misses 1 week, and then now you're abiding by the Evan rules.
The Evan bylaws.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you back on the show, Evan. As I love my dear friend Tim, our banter is lacking something that we...
So I arrive at the studio last week with Martin, planning to do the show, and then I realize I have a meeting, like, right as I sit down, and I leave, and apparently I'm getting texts halfway through the show, and Martin's like... This is terrible.
It wasn't a bad show. It was just like
Tim is struggling.
No, you're making it sound so much worse than it is. It wasn't that bad. It was just I'm used to a certain like back and forth on our show.
Yeah,
and it would go back and then just like forth.
It didn't come back.
Yeah. It was like trying to. It was like playing ping pong with a squash ball.
Yeah.
I loved him, and he actually picked some very nice songs. Do you know he's never heard of the Arctic Monkeys, though?
Oh, yeah?
Like, you know them.
I do, and here's the thing. I actually... There's a song...
You're playing Jet? You're playing Jet?
I am, yeah.
Are you going to play the same song twice?
Well, I tried to switch them, but then it just created another Jet song. So, I might just have to have, like, an awkward... audio interface situation where I click this, you hear a split second of the Jet song, and then it could be a whole ordeal, or we could just play this one first.
Are we gonna advertise our show?
What? Advertise? What
like, do you mean? We do it every week. You wanna make people listen? Not make, but like, would
you
like people listen?
You will listen to the show. How did you do that?
I mean, like, with group chats.
If you want to tell your...
No, I don't mean, like, not ones we share, but, like... You're confused. I'm confused. You.
No, I didn't... I thought maybe you were referring to, like, there was something in the WJRH chat that was like, hey, if you want to advertise your show, here's
although
how.
There is, actually. It was saying, we'll talk about it.
All right.
We got to get a image for our show as well.
Yeah, we do have to get an image. What do you think the image should be?
I'm trying to think of like funny ideas, and I just
eyes are dead.
It has to be something that's you're scrolling through the show routine, like now that is concerning.
That stands out. Yeah, that's I'm provoked. It has to be something irreverent.
Well, first maybe we should figure out what that word means.
It definitely has to be irreverent.
Oh, you know a word I love that I completely forgot about.
What?
Doggone.
Doggone. That's You should have left that one behind.
Not love that word. Do not remember what it means.
I've never heard you once say that word.
Well, I found it in, like, middle school, Evan. That sums up my middle school pretty much experience.
And you forgot about it until now, too, is what it sounds like. Doggone. How would you use it in a sentence?
I really don't remember.
So why is it one of your favorite words if you can't?
Because what a word to exist.
Is it two G's or one G?
I think I think it might be two.
Or is it a J?
It's not a J. How would it be a J?
Is it an X? It could be an X. Doxon.
That sounds like a word.
I feel like these headphones that I'm wearing are really, like, you can hear, like, the squeakiness of the padding here. Yeah, well, like, I know how to use the word in a sentence. I know what doggone means. I was just seeing what you're,
I didn't know it was a verb and an adjective.
When you say, when you come out of the blue completely, when you come out of no context whatsoever and you say, oh, did you hear that?
What?
Oh, it must have just been on me. I heard like a little ding went off on the computer.
I thought you were like, making a bit. Did you? Like,
no, it was like a little.
I thought it was going to be part of the doggone.
It was like a little bell went off, and there was an indication on the bottom of the screen that said, "There's a new thing that you can update."
It was just a notification.
Yeah, it was a notification. Doggone means like that.
Something like
that doggone.
An exclamation of surprise?
Yeah, it's like you'll. I don't
or
know.
Annoyance? Why? Or pleasure? I feel like those are not interchangeable.
Like
annoyance,
if you're playing,
and pleasure.
If you're playing in a game of basketball and
as
say. You,
as I do.
Say.
You get hit in the face with the ball.
Say the guy that you're guarding hits a shot over your head to win them the game. You could theoretically say, like, that doggone number 22, like, that, it's like a, I don't even know what.
It's like, it's kind of like, damn.
Yeah, like, that dang.
Yeah.
That darn.
We should play the songs.
All right. We got two songs. I wish the second song could be the first,
but
I think that's going to be a whole ordeal.
Why don't you just skip this song? And so instead of hitting play, you just hit skip.
Yeah, but then, I guess you just re-cue it. All right, that's what we're going to do. The first song is going to be by a band called Jet, and the second one is by a guy named Howlin' Wolf.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you are with me, but you are with another man, yeah. I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away, yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? I said,
We are back. Oh, I don't know how the song ends. Was it a fade out?
That was it. No, we did it perfectly until you made it.
Well,
no.
I can't hear it, Evan.
Jeez, I go for a week, and this guy is a
yeah. Without me, we wouldn't have had a show last week.
It's an absolute
week,
circus.
So.
Well, if it wasn't for Tim, really, that's really the proper. That's the guy we should be thanking right now for putting on a great show. Tim Beyer, everybody. Martin didn't like that one. Do you want to hear a joke? I have a joke. What's the
punchline?
Oh!
Is it the moth joke?
That moth joke
doesn't land with people until you, tell it to them 10 times. Imagine how awful it would be on radio.
I mean, yeah, because I'd be speaking, it'd be just silence. what was the wording of it?
Is this the joke?
No, this is, I just do this for 15 minutes. I'm going to try my best. Why would you not want beef to be in a weightlifting contest?
I don't know.
Because it's not stroganoff. Beef stroganoff?
Yeah. What is beef stroganoff?
It's a dish of some kind.
I know, but what is
it? Do you get the
it?
Wordplay? Strong enough, stroganoff.
It's good wordplay, but what is beef stroganoff?
I think I don't.
Is it stew?
Sort of. I think it's sort of stewy. Yeah.
Stewy.
Beef stroganoff. I think there was a kid from my middle school
named Beef
Stroganoff. No, I think his last name. I don't think it was quite stroganoff, but it was really similar.
It's
to stroganoff.
A really bad James Bond. I'm Beef. Beef Stroganoff.
The name is Stroganoff. Beef Stroganoff.
Have you seen the new Bond film?
No.
Bit long. It's good.
Did you bring this up before?
No, we brought up Venom.
Oh, we talked about Venom, yeah.
Do you want to see Dune, by the way? With Timothy Chalamet. There we go.
Jeez.
And Jason Momoa.
That took
and
like...
Jason Isaacs and Zendaya. And the woman spy in Mission Impossible for the past two ones.
Well, that
I don't know what
her
name is.
That was a lot of information you just threw at me. I'm overwhelmed.
Have you seen the first
out.
Dune?
No, I haven't.
It is funnily? Humorously,
bad.
Bad.
Some old movies are like that. Dune apparently is the real deal. As a book, at least.
It is, except, he died. So his son, I think...
is carrying on the torch and not
doing
a good job.
He's not... He, gathered the manuscripts and then set them on fire and released something else.
And burned the manuscripts. What is this? In...
just mid-break, Oh, my English is dreadful.
Typography? Annual.
Evan, it's our shame. It's our show name. The common room or common room?
I think it's the.
Include the. It says it at the top right there. Go back. Delete this tab.
I'm going forward, actually.
So what's the website? WJH?
Yeah, the common room. That's right there. Perfect. All right, are we gonna play these silly songs?
I gave you my songs.
I know, but I meant actually playing them, Martin.
Okay. So we've got ELO, Above the Clouds. I do not remember how the song goes, so
Hello.
It will be a nice surprise. And then Do You Want to Dance, Under
Which
the Moonlight.
Definitely played before.
I love this song by The Mamas and the Papas. So here is ELO.
Of night, when things ain't going right, no, you will remember me.
I came along to see your face, but the only thing I got from you is tempting fantasy.
raise me all through the night. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Do you want to dance and hold my hand? Tell me I'm your lover man. Oh, oh, baby.
Do You Wanna Dance by the Mamas and the Papas.
That was a good song.
We've played it a lot.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that I can say it's a good song.
I'm not... I put that on.
Well, there was this tone in your voice. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask. I'm typing. I'm in the, I'm in the WJRH wide spelling bee right now. I'm in the semifinals. Studying up.
What's the word? Is that the word?
Business is the word.
I might just have a show where I solo play the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, I gotta go, Martin.
Oh, I'm getting a call. You are killing
here,
me.
What play is? The next song and then just go from there, pal.
Okay, how about you do that and then I'll go from there.
All right, I'm getting a phone call, so we're going to play one song me. And then Martin's going to take the hold from there.
Because of so this.
This song, this song's called What Goes On by the Velvet Underground.
I advertise proper banter and then you leave the banter.
You know on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. Delilah, why, Delilah? I could see that girl was no good for me, but I was lost like a slave that no man could free. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. Why, Delilah? So
were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house the bastard sat, and after every number they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Denny says, "Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" Saul, Denny, and Sebastian sat with the night on. And after every number, they pass the hat. McQueen and McGuire still are getting high. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bar. Almost John and Saul, and that was the month from McQueen and McGuire. Couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Saul form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting bad except Mama Cass. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cash can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars, no rent, but keeping out the heat. Duffy's good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Yeah. no one's answering. Well, can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
I should have known better than to cheat on.
was for reasons unknown. You're listening to WJVH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. We have been the common room, except it's not we, it's me, because Evan, for the second time in a row, has left me. Next week, 7 to 8, Wednesday, hopefully he'll be here. Maybe he won't. But we shall see. This will show up next if you want to listen to it. If not, thanks for listening.